Chapter 13. In Clement's Weather Tent.
"Welcome to the Tent of Fate," said Grandmère Clement as she pushed the silver drape aside to reveal a shadowy tent lit only by the dancing flames of candlesticks and small star-shaped holes in the sides that were illuminated by the daylight outside. 100 scarves in every imaginable shade of blue hung from the ceiling. Upon the ground lay 100 pillows stitched in the same swirling patterns as the gates. A low wooden table sat in the centre, covered in velvety cloth and crystals. And in the centre, a purple orb glowed with the light of a very special magic.
"Is that a future crystal?" Daring breathed, her eyes widened in disbelief.
Grandmère Clement was taken aback.
"You've seen one before?"
"One when I was a filly, on a trip to Saddler Arabia with my Uncle Ad."
Daring Do hadn't thought she'd ever see one again.
Future crystals were the most rare of enchanted items and could not be controlled with unicorn magic. They required a bloodline. In order for the orb to work, it had to be given to a mare by her mother. In fact, they were rumoured to have all been destroyed except for the crystal sphere of Coom.
"Then you know how it works?"
Grandmère asked, taking her place behind the orb. The candlelight on her face made her wrinkles stand out even more.
"I think of what I want to know about the future, and then you read the crystal,"
Daring answered.
"Except the crystal always delivers two truths and one lie, and there is no way of knowing which is which."
"Very good, dearie,"
Clement smirked, waving her hooves over the orb.
"Do you know why I brought you here?"
"Was it my disguise?"
Daring flushed red as she touched the soft fabric of the faux ear.
"I knew it wasn't convincing."
"No, it was because you had three agents of the crown on your tail."
She looked around and brought her voice to a whisper.
"They're the personal hench ponies of Count Cumulonimbus."
Her eyes sparkled with the intrigue of impending danger.
"I did?"
Daring Do tensed up, eyes darting around the tent, expecting to see them now. Of course, they weren't there.
"Am I safe here in Cirrostrata?"
"You will be,"
said Clement, eyes fraught with worry.
"As long as you don't do what that Brumby fellow did."
Daring leaned in. Of all the things she'd expected to learn from Grandmère, it wasn't this.
"You know Brumby?"
"Every pony does,"
she nodded sagely.
"He was the only outsider to have ever made it past the gates of Cirrostrata. That is, he was the only one, until you did so today."
The old mare got up and busied herself with lighting more candles around the tent. She kept peeking through the tiny stars to the park outside, presumably to see if the agents of the crown were still lurking nearby.
"But we're going to keep that a secret, don't you worry."
"What did he do?"
Daring asked, her curiosity mounting.
"What happened to Brumby Cloverpatch here?"
Clement stopped and turned around, a wistful look in her eyes.
"What's the worst thing that can happen to a pony?"
"They get cursed for eternity by dark magic?"
Daring guessed, thinking of a fate she would not enjoy.
"No, but close enough,"
Clement replied, taking her seat in front of the glowing orb once again.
"He fell in love."
Daring shook her head in sadness.
"With our Count's daughter, the Duchess."
"Daring,"
tried to picture Brumby as a younger stallion wearing his top hat and waistcoat, operating his airship with hearts in his eyes. So much time had passed since he'd written that letter to Ravenhoof. Duchess Precipita must be an old mare by now, and her father, Cumulonimbus, an ancient old pony as well. Suddenly, Daring Do became very aware of the letter in her bag, the urgent one that Cloverpatch needed her to deliver. He'd said it was for Dewpoint, but it must have really been for the Duchess. "Was it Duchess Precipita?" Daring asked in shock.
"How did you know her name, dearie?"
Grandmare Clement gasped and put her hoof on her chest.
"Surely you cannot decipher our inscriptions. The wind said it," Daring explained.
As soon as the words escaped her mouth, she knew it sounded crazy. Still, that's what had happened.
"The wind told me about all of them. Count Cumulonimbus, Sergeant Stormbringer, Major Morningblade."
"It's you!"
Clement shouted, standing and pacing back and forth as she recited an old rhyme.
"The wind will speak to the pony from the peak. She'll be devoid of fright through her circle of light. You're the one, the keeper of the halo of Cirrostrata."
"I'm the keeper of the halo?"
Daring Do repeated in shock.
"Yes, you're the one who is going to protect us. The keeper of the halo, the pony who keeps the light safe, keeps our world invisible from all those that wish to destroy us."
Clement stared at the future crystal in excitement and anticipation.
"Now let's take a look at how you're going to do it, hmm?"
Daring Do took a seat on a jewelled cushion and braced herself for the worst.